what else would you have on the bed?
Well, they would have sheets and, you know, well, you didn't see blankets then like you do now. You didn't see blankets. Most everybody used quilts and the sheets and things like that. Mm-hmm.
And what about, what you put your head on?
Pillows.
Did the pillows have anything on them?
Oh, yeah, pillowcases. Mm-hmm.
And in the, you said you made the quilts. What, mm-hmm. Did you have any special designs or anything you'd make?
You mean the quilts? No. Yeah, they would have, you know, patterns like that. They'd see a pattern and probably they would want to piece this quilt like. They would do that. They'd have a different design and different, and in doing that they would use different colors is to make that design.
Would do you remember any designs you liked a lot?
Well, yeah. She had one made is in design of a T, a letter T. Mm-hmm.
And where'd you get the cloth that you made the quilts with?
Well, they would buy this material, you know, like that.
So would it be a lot of different kinds of material or just one?
Well, in this particular pattern, it was two colors in there. The two colors. That was in order is to, you could tell more about what the letters was if you had just the two colors. Two colors of material like that.
Why
it showed up better.
Was it a tea for any special reason?
Well, now, for my part, I just liked it because it looked like it was more attractive, that tea was to me, but with those two colors.
Why was it done by hand? Why was the quilt done by hand? Did it have a special stitch or something you'd use in it?
No, it wasn't a special stitch, but for this reason, a lot of people's rather quilt by hand than by machine because they didn't get this quilt out the same day they would put it in. See, they had frames to put this quilt in, four frames. And you see, if they didn't get it out today, they would put it aside and, you know, quilt along and because see they had to do farm work and do work at the house between these times and you see and they would you know quilt on it along maybe quilt maybe 10 or 15 minutes or maybe an hour or work on it like that and then they may have to get up and get the dinner ready something other like that for those in the fields coming to the house for dinner you know like that and so it just take a little time. They didn't just go on and get it out in one day, you know, like that. And that's why a lot of them didn't quilt on machines. And then, long then, they would have what they call log rollings. And when they have these log rollings, a lot of people in the neighborhood, if they was having a log rolling today at your house, well, you gonna put in a quilt. The ladies would put in this quilt while the men would be down in the field sawing wood, cutting wood. And so these ladies mostly would get that quilt out today because there would be enough of them to work on it is to get it out.
So what was a log rolling?
That was, all I can tell you now what I hit. But I remember it, but I was small. They'd call it log rolling. These men would get together and they would go down in the woods and they would saw and cut wood all day today while these ladies would be to the house cooking and quilting, you know, like that. Mm-hmm.
And so what would happen?
Well, whenever the men come out the woods, you know, to the house, then they would fix the dinner and everybody would eat dinner and they'd go back to the woods and go sawing wood again.
And then what did they do with all this wood they got?
Well, now just like they cut the wood